Simon & Schuster Audio presents Beach House Reunion, written and read by Mary Alice Munro.
Chapter 1. In the spring, mature loggerhead females steadfastly swim thousands of miles along the Atlantic to nest in the region of their birth. The females repeat this journey every 2 to 3 years. All roads lead home. That thought mingled with the soothing sound of Debussy as Kara descended from the majestic highlands of Tennessee toward the sultry low country of South Carolina. Her brand-new red station wagon wound its way past racing rivers and creeks that flowed south to the ocean, past billboards advertising fireworks, fruit stands, deserted gas stations, and tumble-down antique shops. Signs of spring, yellow jasmine blooms against lush greens, dotted the countryside. From time to time, a flock of birds would fill the sky, and she would crane her neck to watch them migrating north. A short laugh escaped her lips. "We are all heading home to nest," Kara thought. She stretched her long legs as best she could while driving in skinny jeans. The cuff of her white cotton shirt was stained with coffee from a quick swerve. Everything had been too fast in the past few weeks as she scrambled to pack up and move home. Too many fast decisions and too much fast food. And here she was, journeying the same stretch of road again. Going home never seemed to get easier. She glanced into the rearview mirror as the passing years flashed in her mind. How many times had she made this journey back to the Isle of Palms? At 40, she'd driven back from the chilly north to seek refuge at her mother's beach house in the sultry south, as listless as a rudderless ship. Primrose Cottage had been her sanctuary, as it had been her mother's before her. A special place by the sea to recharge one's batteries and find renewed purpose. At 50, she'd buried the past and left again, looking for a fresh start. Now, 3 years later, like the loggerhead sea turtle she was named for, Coretta was returning to the only place she'd ever considered home. She'd leaned slightly to the right to glance in the rearview mirror again. Her dark eyes were smudged.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?